You're good to rock and roll, man.
I'm heading out to check around the project areas. We're not sure of what to expect. It's always a surprise. It's a beautiful morning, a bright sky. Definitely be a good flight.
I'm a pilot for Wildlife Works, doing aerial surveillance. This morning I was able to sight several wildlife distributed around the project area, plus a few human activities, about 115 kilometers from here. We do our aerial surveillance mostly to monitor wildlife if they're moving towards areas that are prone to poaching activities, and also they're looking for the illegal grazing, cutting down of trees that is habitat destruction. So we take the gathered data, and we took GPS coordinates, and also we have a CLUI app which gives you the details of all the activities which has happened today. Like you can see the number of elephants, so illegal cattle grazing, and there's human activity. This is charcoal kiln, so we do record on the app.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, how are you?
We're all good? Yep. See, we are back from flying. Can you show us some focus what we've seen today? So that was my flight path, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and those are my sightings. That's illegal grazing, I think. Yeah. Yeah, some goats here, I think. So after we come back from flight, I do hand over the data to Moses, and Moses do a liaison with our ground team who are on patrol. If there is any illegal activity going on, Moses here send the coordinates to them so that they can go and track, do monitoring, and have more inquiry about whatever is going on in the ground. Growing up as a young African boy, hunting is a normal thing for substantial food, and till I started learning that the importance of conserving wildlife, and started shifting my perspective of poaching from a substantial aspect to an illegal activity.
Wow, what amazing weather today.
Yes, morning, Chris.
Morning to you, how are you?
Oh, good, good, man.
Yeah.
How have you been?
I'm fine.
Really foggy, man.
Yeah.
Fog and cloudy. We are now heading to one of my former primary school where I used to study when I was a young kid. We are heading there to give a motivational talk to young boys and girls and share my story to them. I did grow up around this area. We live just a few kilometers from here.
Nice.
Tuko tunasomea chini ya miti, unajua niende tu shule ilikuwa.
Good morning.
So can you raise your hand like this and bring them together? Then do this. Faster, 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 and say chapati. Now that looks great. Then we can get seated. Just the same way you guys are sitting here. I used to sit in the same place. So generally, utakuwa pilot pia, sababu nakaa mahali nilikuwa nikikaa. I used to
walk all the way from home to here, barefooted, not wearing shoes like you're wearing today. We used to sleep on the ground during the night, not on beds like you guys are sleeping nowadays. And beside all that, I stick my focus on whatever I wanted to be. My dream job, which was to become a pilot, and I stick to that. Today, I'm happy to be conserving the same trees that we used to destruct them for firewood and charcoal, and protect the same wildlife, which initially, when I was young, I used to know they are meant to be poached. We didn't know that we need to conserve them so that our future generation can come and see them.
What values should you have when you want to be a pilot?
First of all, you can't be a pilot without working harder. If you want to be a pilot, you need to do really great in maths. So you need to do good in your subject first. Then you need to be good in your decision making. Ujue kusoma weather as ukiangalia mawingu hivi, hii mawingu ni ya mvua ama hii mawingu ni ya jua. Sindio? My first encounter with an aeroplane was 2012. I was just doing aircraft cleaning. Then I fell in love with the aircraft and started to learn more and more. So I started to do supervised maintenance with engineers who used to come to do the maintenance with me here. So I did that for about 3 years before heading to college. Here I am today, maintaining and flying the same machine that I used to clean them. We're heading to the community today to have a football match with the youth. The main thing that I like about the community is the transformation that's happening now. People engaging into environmental activities, getting environmental concern. Approaching It's a kind of a really sensitive thing here because people used to poach that much here. Like lots of our rangers, some of them were used to be poachers. Yes, chairman, you better leo. Fiti.
Wow,
asante. Coaches?
Yes.
Bora masiku bwa.
Poa sana, viko salama?
Nashukuru.
Karibu.
Mashule zimepumzika kidogo?
Kabisa.
Okay. Amjambo dosi. Eh. Yeye mko aje ba? Yeah, it does bring good memories of my childhood time when I used to study this school.
Anza faster wewe.
Kwa nani hiyo pass?
Kwa space na hajaenda. Keeper.
Every session after the game, I usually talk to them, spend like 5 to 10 minutes. Yeah, I probably see lots of them, better pilots than I am today. Yeah, because they actually get it from first-hand information from me, other than reading on books and, yeah. I have plans of going deep into conservation and also expand my studies in engineering. I won't be here doing the same forever, so we are advocating for young kids to come out, join hands in the conservation sector, so that once I'm out, someone can take the relay and push the same activity forward and done even better than I have done today. I wanted to be a pilot initially when I was young, but once I learned the importance of conservation, then I fell in love with conservation and decided to be a conservation pilot. Whenever I'm out for long, then I miss the air and miss the beautiful view, beautiful adventure I have every morning flying around, watching the beautiful wildlife. Such a lovely view from above.